Simon Shinches Sif Beis. We start learning the halachas of Muksa. Machaber says in Sif Beis that any kli, if it's big and it's very heavy, does not lose the shame kli, even if it's very big, even if it's very heavy. Shtabura says even if it takes a few people to move it, that does not take away shame kli, and therefore does not automatically become a high level of Muksa that's also to move, even if it's a chufa mekaymei. Shtabura discusses a big stone or a big beam that has a teres kli because you use it for something, so then it's mutter even if you don't tend to move it, because it's very heavy, that's not considered that you're makta l'mokum, and therefore it's like muktzah mach sarin kis. As opposed to if it's a kli that you're makta, but not to move it during the week, so if it'll get ruined, then it is muktzah mach sarin kis, and then it's taka also to move it, even if it's a gufa mekaymei, like along the lines of what we had in Sif Aleph. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discusses a kli shamlach l'iser, a kli whose primary use is for something that's aser, whether even not necessarily always do something that's also, but roiv of its tashmish is for something that's also due on Shabbos. And the Bir Lacha says, even if it's only something that's also on Shabbos, b'drabanan, since the primary use of this kli is something that's also to use on Shabbos, it has a status of kli shalach l'isser, that it's that's mutter to move it tzarech kufa mekaymai, and it's also to move it mechama l'tzel. Mechama l'tzel means you cannot move it for the benefit of the kli. If you're moving that, it shouldn't get broken, it shouldn't get ruined, it shouldn't get stolen, you left it outside, and you really have an eruv around your area, so you could bring it inside. If the reason why you bring it in is that it shouldn't get stolen, so then it's also the move that's mechama l'tzel, that's for the benefit of the kli, that it should get ruined by the sun or by ganavim or taken away. As opposed to if you move it, tzarech kufa mekaymai, tzarech kufa means that you have a use for this kli, a mutlika use that you want right now. Shmuel gives the Shulchan Aruch's examples already. If you have, let's say, an axe or a hammer that you need to use now to crack nuts, can't find your nutcracker, usually you use a nutcracker, but you can't find your nutcracker, you don't have a nutcracker available, so you want to crack nuts using this hammer or this axe, you want to cut open up a fig cake that was hard to cut open, and the regular new thing used to cut cakes is not available, you don't have one, you use an axe to cut it open, that's a tzarech kufa. Although an axe or hammer is usually used for iser, but over here they want to use a tzarech kufa for use to hatter, that's mutter. Or the tzarech mekaymei, if it's you need its place. It's in the way. Let's say you left something mooks outside. You have a place we have an Erev, so you can carry things outside. You left on the sidewalk. People are going to trip over it. It's on the way. Besides the fact that someone might get hurt, the mere fact that it's in the way, it's a tzarech mekaymei. You need the place where it is, and that's enough that you can move it. So kli shmalach l'iser, kli's primary use is for something that's aser. You're allowed to move it tzarech kufa if you need it for mutlak use or tzarech kufa for its place, but you cannot use it, you cannot move it mecham l'tzel for the benefit of the kli. Now what happens if you picked it up at iser? Now you realize you're holding it. So once you're carrying it, you can continue moving it or not. So the Magen Avraham says that if you picked it up by mistake, you could continue moving it. You picked it up. Shleit Tzarkuf Mekani picked up. So once you're holding it, you can move it to every place you want to put it. Once you're carrying it anyway. Mishmur brings the Achrayim, say that this heter is limited to Kli Shmalach L'Isser. If you picked it up, whether you picked up a heter, Tzarkuf Mekani, or you picked up an Isser by mistake, once you're holding it, you continue moving it to every place you want to put it. As opposed to a case where it's a case where it's muktzah mach sarin kis or some other heavier form muktzah, then even once you're holding it, you cannot continue to move it, even if it's for mutadika use. The Biyagra, he argues on the Salmak and Avram, he says the whole heter of Oida B'yada, once you carry and continue moving it, ima klish nach l'isser, is only if you start carrying it b'heter b'rishus. But if you start carrying it b'isser, so then it's aser to continue carrying it. Now the Mishnah says metal to muktzah b'gufa, that means to kick muktzah, that's not the normal way to move it. You could move it, it's not called tilta b'chlal. The others are chug, the Chazanish argues in this, and Ramesh and the Tshuva, the Rabban, also does not appear to agree with the head of the Mishnah Berurah, but this is a psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that any muktzah, you could kick it, and that's fine if that's not the regular way to move it. Tilta b'gufa is mutter, even if you're doing it for the benefit of the muktzah. Now the Ramal says the muktzah is only us to move, but touching it when you're not going to move it is mutter, as if you could touch the menorah and the basic knesses, as long as you're not going to move it, or a tanner, there's a fire in it, even the tanner is muktzah. Still, if you're just touching it and it's not going to move, then it's fine. Let's say touch the muktzah to get some dvar heter off the muktzah, in this situation where the dvar heter is mutter to move. So the fact that touching the muktzah is not a problem. Shmuel brings machlekes achrenim. If you touch the muktzah for the benefit of the muktzah, like to protect the muktzah, is that a problem or not? And that brings magvam is machmer, and the biar gra is maker. The Ramal says that it's mutter to blow muktzah, it's also considered total lakach yad, and that's a mutter way to move muktzah through blowing it.